Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Having worked for 18 years in Europe and North America as an employee, and now having served 336 client organizations across, 32 states and 9 countries with staff training and leadership development, for the last 20 years as a business owner, I've actually come to a conclusion. And my conclusion is that all organizations are actually volunteer organizations. Why would I say that? Well, because employees choose how much of themselves to give based on how much they trust the leadership of their organization. We live in an imperfect world with imperfect people and certainly imperfect leaders. Yet I've noticed the higher the trust in the leadership, the greater the followership of the employees. It's as if people deep down yearn for someone or something to trust. I've also come to realize that human beings are four-dimensional. There's the body, the mind, the heart, and the soul or the spirit. And an employee brings himself or herself to work, that's the body or the physical dimension. And human resources, even in the most laid-back workplaces, will soon stop the paycheck if the person doesn't actually show up. Now, the other three dimensions, however, the mind, the heart, and the soul or the spirit, are actually strictly volunteered. See, the mind or the mental dimension is someone's willingness to contribute new ideas, thinking of new ways to improve old processes or creating innovative solutions to emerging problems. A fully engaged employee will volunteer their ideas. And then the heart, by design, is relational and shows a person's passion for their work. As consumers or colleagues, we can always tell if an employee cares about what they do. We can feel it. When employees are treated well by their employer, they will often pass this on to their colleagues and customers. It's really the hands and feet of the golden rule. The soul or the spirit in a workplace setting could be expressed as someone's intent to leave a legacy, to make a difference, or to lead a life well lived in the workplace. You can always tell when employees firing on all four cylinders. They make great workers, superb colleagues, outstanding service providers, and exceptional leaders. You know, one of the saddest aspects I've observed in workplaces around the world is when someone quits but stays. Did you catch that? They've actually quit on three of the four dimensions, but the body still physically comes to work. They don't contribute their ideas, they have no passion for their work, and there's certainly no little light shining within them, as far as we can tell. I remember a few years ago, we were asked to conduct a set of interviews with a critically important work team for a client that wasn't functioning very well. And the first interviewee walked in holding their job description in one of those stand-up plastic frames. I asked what it represented, and the person replied, "Well, if it's not on there, I don't do it." It takes two to tango, but someone has to lead. The leaders of an organization have a noble, honorable responsibility to be people of high character and high competence. Isn't that really the definition of trust? We seem to trust people when they're decent human beings and good at what they do. Trust is the commodity that leaders deal in. I remember my mother and father saying to me at about age 16, "Paul, whatever you do, do it to the very best of your ability." And that nugget of wisdom served me well. And years later, I've actually come to more deeply understand the foundation on which their principle was based. I always encourage employees to always go the extra mile, hence the title of this column, to do everything to the very best of their ability. This choice makes work more enjoyable and can positively influence colleagues, customers, and even leaders around them. Their choices, like a pebble in a pond, can ripple out and make the workplace a better place to be. Yet, I am convinced that all organisations are indeed volunteer organisations.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.